This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
The Portuguese finance minister has quit, as has its foreign minister, for that matter. And the government, along with, not coincidentally, the Portuguese economy, seems to be a little bit shaky. So we ask, as we do every now and then,
what's up?
What's up?
What's up, Europe?
The BBC's Alison Roberts is in Lisbon, Portugal. Alison, thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon here in Lisbon.
I've been trying to figure out, Alison, whether this is the same old economic crisis or a brand new political crisis. What do you think?
Well, of course, the fact that these countries, and in this case Portugal, have had to implement austerity policies has placed an enormous burden on its political system. So on the one hand, you have international lenders who are demanding that Portugal implement this very tough program of unprecedented tax cuts and huge spending cuts. And on the other hand, the public who are saying, we're not seeing any benefits at all from this, either now or at any time in the near future. And what we are seeing are big, big sacrifices.
Well, what does austerity look like over there? Are they cutting aid for mothers and children and the elderly? I mean, what are they doing?
There have been cuts absolutely across the board. I mean, both this year and last year, there were big cuts in what we often translate into English as bonuses for holiday and Christmas pay for public sector workers, but in fact are an integral part of their pay. And they've had large chunks of those bonuses suspended, supposedly temporarily, but the government never quite said when it would replace them. Then on the other hand, tax rises. This year, the state budget imposed tax increases that the finance minister himself described as enormous. Wow. And which for many people are equivalent to a month's salary. So that's the kind of order we're talking about.
What happens then next year when Portugal is supposed to get out from under its bailout and everything is supposed to, in theory, get back to normal? Private investors are supposed to come in. Is any of that going to happen now, do you think?
There had already been a lot of talk about the fact that Portugal would need some kind of help after next summer, whether it would be in the form of another multi-year bailout or something more short term. And what we may be seeing here effectively is within the governing coalition a bit of blame shoving, people seeing that this is going to come and wanting to make sure that the other half of the equation get the blame.
This is, I'd guess, the topic of conversation over there, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, I have to say, I've lived in Portugal for some years now, and whereas some years ago, people wouldn't necessarily want to comment on politics when you stop them in the street, they say, oh, no, I don't have any opinion on that. Nowadays, everyone has an opinion, and usually it's a strong one, and they want to voice it.
Yeah. Alison Roberts with the BBC in Lisbon, Portugal for us. Alison, thanks so much.
You're welcome.